Carol, it's Tim Carter. How you doing today? Pleasure to have you on the phone.
I'm doing great. I'm glad to get to you. You helped me with vinyl windows one time.
Well, great. It's great to have you on, you know.
The reason I'm calling today is I'm the cat lady from Florida, and I've got a 60 by 90 foot area outside.
Okay.
That has an 8-foot fence around it and a 20 by 20 building in the middle. And my problem is I need to put a covering over top of this 60 by 90 foot area to keep cats in and the hawks and the owls and things like that out.
Owls, so they don't get to the cats.
Right.
Okay. So the first thing that would come to my mind would be here in Cincinnati, we have a really neat, I guess they built it 20 years ago, an outdoor display where they had American bald eagles and all kinds of other neat birds. And they had this giant net that they put over this outdoor area so that, you know, the birds would be out in the open, but they could not fly through the net, you know, to get out.
Do you have any idea what type of net that was or where they got?
Well, I don't, but me being the columnist that does research all the time, mm-hmm. the first thing I would do, I mean, this is why I get so excited about the internet, because it is so cool when you think how easy it is to find things. So I would go in and type in, you know, like outdoor bird netting in Google and see what happens. That would be the first combination I would try. You know, like, or outdoor bird enclosures, you know. So, I guarantee you're going to find it, Carol. I mean, you just have to start kind of thinking of the outdoor words, and you're going to find that stuff. Because all you need, what happens then, is you're just going to have to come up with some guy wires, you know, stretching some steel wires mm-hmm. from the building to your fencing, you know, to stretch so that you create kind of like what I would call roof rafters.
Oh, okay.
You know, so that the netting gets attached to. See what I mean?
Right.
You know, and then as you put this netting, it'll stretch across those steel cables. And believe me, if you do enough research and you find this netting, those manufacturers are going to help you design how to install it. You know, once you take a photograph of your place and show them exactly and give them a plan saying, look, here's my building, here's the outside perimeter fence, what's the best way to suspend this netting, they're going to say, oh, this is easy. I mean, that's not even a chore.
Right.
Because the way that it's installed here at the zoo, they've got these giant, like, telephone poles, you know, that suspend it so that actually the netting kind of looks like the old-fashioned circus tents, you know what I mean?
Right.
You know, and your netting, it just has to be flat.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be up in the air.
Right.
Isn't that correct?
The only problem would be it would have to be up in the air in certain portions of the area, because it's kind of like there's hilly portions in there, so some of the netting would be closer to the ground and you need to be able to walk underneath it.
Okay, well, just like they do at the zoo, there'll be some type of poles, you know, like a 6x6 post or something that'll have to stick up in the air. You know,
right.
just like a circus tent. You know, they have the big poles inside.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that hold the tent up. I mean, that's all it's going to be. But
okay.
I mean, I think it's going to be very easy to find this stuff. And actually, same old thing. If you have any local zoos, I mean, I would contact or think go to your local zoos if you have one and see if they have it and talk to the zookeeper. Where'd you get that netting at, man?
That's a good idea. I hadn't thought of that.
Well, that's why you called me.
Thank you so much.
All right, anything else?
No, yes, actually there is, if you could help me with this.
Okay.
I have a 6x10 metal shed, and a tree limb went through the roof. And when I'm looking around to try to repair this shed, the roofing is actually aluminum siding. And I was wondering if I could, instead of putting the aluminum siding back up there, if I could use something else, not like a shingle roof or anything like that, but maybe this PVC, those PVC panels that have the ridges in them?
Yeah, I would, you know, I'm at a slight disadvantage because I don't know what the inside structure is to which the roofing's attached. But, you know, you're exactly right. Just anything that would span, you know, whatever the rafters are or the supports and that you can work with, I have no trouble with it. I mean, you know, you think about the corrugated metal that you see in some of the third world countries that they use for roofing. I mean, your options are almost unlimited. I mean, you could get a, as crude as it sounds, you could buy a piece of treated plywood, you know, treated lumber plywood and put up there.
Yeah, the only reason I wanted to do that is because I don't want, there's heavy metal that you could get for that, but I didn't want to have to be cutting the heavy metal, and I thought the flexible PVC sheets would be a lot easier to deal with.
Yeah, you're right, it would be. I have no, I mean, it's whatever you find that you think you'd work, cause, and it's a solid piece, because you're exactly right, think about it, if it's one solid piece, you know, it's going to keep you dry. I mean, if you can figure out a way to put it up there, I'd go for it. Now, especially since it's not the Taj Mahal.
No, and if I secured it with, like, little screws and just put the vinyl compound around the little screws, that should work fine, shouldn't it?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest problem you're going to have, you got to remember, if you're going to find a vinyl like that, vinyl has an extremely high coefficient of expansion and contraction. And what that means is that when the sun hits it, it really expands. You know, it's like a balloon that gets blown up, and you know, you ever sit there and watch a kid, you know, blow bubbles with bubble gum?
Yeah.
It's the same thing. In other words, that vinyl is expanding, and then at nighttime it contracts. Mm-hmm. So any of the sealants that you put on top of it, they may not expand and contract at the same rate, and eventually they may start to leak a little bit. So I'm just saying that's the only issue I have with vinyl, is that it just moves so much. And where you're at, I mean, the sun is so intense. I mean,
right.
So I'm just saying, just keep that in mind.
Okay.
All right, pal, anything else?
Nope, thank you so much.
Okay, well, let me know how the bird netting goes.
Okay, I will.
All right, Carol, have a great day.
You too, bye-bye.
All right, bye.